So, everyone, thank you so much for having me this morning. And my name is Aditya Samuel Kodavati Kanti. And I'm not speaking in tongues, but I'm telling my name. So, hopefully you guys know my name. And also, I hope you guys understand my slang too. Because normally if you met an Indian people and you're like, you say, hey, how are you, man? And he goes, oh, I'm doing good. What do you do? I was like the bobbling head. This is my first time to hear. Really heard about great testimony about Brother Mike. And I'm really thankful to God and praising God this morning that it doesn't matter where we are in, but we are in the will of God. Amen. Because that is what matters at the end. Because either we're doing a job and we're in church, we're preaching and we're doing missions and we're traveling and we're in the will of God. Because everywhere I go, if we walk in the street, what follows us? Can anybody tell? Our shadow. Like that, when we walk, especially the Christians nowadays, there's the testimony that behind us. The testimony that how we raised in the Lord and what follows us, it is more powerful than our shadow. Amen. And more powerful than our life. And I'm here this morning to be able to share who we are and what we do and how we're able to connect with Brother Doyle and Sister Tanya. My parents were married in 1988. Since then, after 1 year, my father called into the Lord. And from then, God blessed them with the 4 children. And my... So one time I asked my mom, Mom, what is to be to doing ministering? Because I don't see anything that we are going rich and my friends are like my friend's father, and like especially when I have friends in school, they have their mom, they have a car, they have everything, and why we always preach about our Lord that He is rich and He has the chairs, but why we are like this? But my mom told me one of the interesting. It says, God owns the earth, but He doesn't let His people to seek the earth. Amen. So, we don't anything seeking in this earth. Our riches and our wealth, our inheritance, our citizenship is from the heaven. Amen. So, in 2013, I just finished not schooling, but helping my father in TV ministry. We have a small TV ministry regionally. One of our church members able to sponsor that. And so that day, I was thinking, I think I should ask the Lord what is His will and purpose in my life. Because I was 18, 19 years old at the time. And I've been in the ministry and of helping my father and church, playing keyboard and guitar and helping the TV ministry, editing and video. And God given me great skills. So, He told me the Great Commission. To go into all the world and make disciples, not believers. Not only believers, I'm not saying not only. But make disciples. What is to be a difference between a disciple and a believer? A believer believes in the Lord and disciple has a master. We all knew disciple has a master, that is Jesus Christ. So after 40 days of prayers of the Lord, of Jesus Christ, of fasting and everything, He's just walking by. And He saw 2 brothers were casting the nets, right? Those brothers never heard about Jesus, never even have a friendship with Him. But they were in their business. In that day, Jesus has one of the family that are like a middle class from States. Because the wise men brought them a lot of gold and everything, and they started with business with that. I don't know, but it's not Bible saying that, but just accepting that Jesus is a good carpenter, like Brother Doyle. So, Jesus walking by and said, "Come, follow me." And the Bible says, they left the net and boat and followed him by not knowing him. Then again, he walks by the same river. He saw the sons of Zebedee and says, "Come, follow me." And they never asked anything. "Who are you and what you done for me? Did you die a cross? Did you die on the cross for me?" They didn't ask that. "Did you do anything for me? Do you have a gold and silver? Do you have a jobs for us?" No. "Come follow me." And the Bible says, immediately they left their business. They left their father. Remember, family.
Yeah.
They left the father and the family to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
This is something we don't understand about our Christ. I was like, what is the magic? Does he does anything? Does he attract it? No. They have found the power of Master. Hallelujah. Because that is what a calling means. Everybody who are here, you guys, and each one of you have a purpose.
Yes,
a calling. Jesus, so one time I heard this testimony. A good servant of the Lord, his name is also Pastor Mike, we call. He's one of our deans in college. So, his daughter got into a bad wreck and goes into the ER and the ICCU and in critical position. He was in the hospital like this and look up into the sky. "Lord, you are not in the cross anymore. Lord, you are not in the tomb anymore. You are risen. You are risen to raise my daughter up." Hallelujah. That one belief that can tell you what is your master. You can see Jairus' daughter was in the bed. She died. Jesus said she's sleeping, but the doctors confirmed, all the people confirmed, she's going to be dying in a few minutes and take her off your household. He ran after Jesus. Because he keeps asking everybody, "Where is Jesus? Where is Jesus?" So he went there and Jesus was in a big crowd. That time a woman touched his, tunic. A rope or tunic or something. And she got healed. That time he said, "Lord, Jesus, my daughter is on the deathbed. She needs you. I want you to be there at my house." And Jesus kind of not ignoring, but not listening. Until the two men from his house followed him and said, "Your daughter is dead. Ask Jesus no more. Don't bother Jesus no more." That's what our heart, sometimes in our lives, the unfaithfulness tells us. It says, "He can't help you. Don't bother him. It's over." And Bible says, that time, Jesus turned. Jesus turned and said, do you know what he said? "Do not be afraid. Just believe." In our hearts, there is an afraid. In our hearts, there is a scarcity. That's something that in our hearts that gives us unbeliefness that we don't want to ask God because it's over. But Jesus said, in that time, just to believe. That is impossible. Like, what is this master teaching the disciples? And the master teaching the disciples about the Beatitudes. We all are disciples because we chose to be here that our master is going to speak to us and give us the work for the kingdom. So, in January, I was sitting there in 2013. I was thinking, "Lord, What is my purpose? You know, I've been helping my dad, just been in ministry, sold out to you, and I don't know what I should try to do. I don't know what you would call for me. I said, I would say I didn't hear anything from him. Because I was expecting audible voice. I was like, oh, Sam, Korowadikanti. Like your pastor called me, Jess. I love it. The first American ever said my name, when he saw me, I was like, right. Everybody was like, even in the airports, I was like, Koda. Oh, I'm really sorry. I can't spell your name, man. I said, yeah, really sorry to give you hard times with my name. So, I see a huge wave that are coming over kids in my dream. The wave is going to destroy the kids and the generation of our future. The waves are happening everywhere. You can see the waves are happening in America. It is trying to deceive our kids to not have a future of kingdom and gospel in America. The wave is happening everywhere, even in India. Do you know the wave called? Every single day, 3,000 children die in India with hunger and malnutrition. It's not by accidents. It's not by traffic. It's not by sick and coronavirus or natural disasters or anything, but just hunger and malnutrition. I didn't know it was that happening. The media covers it well because it doesn't want to. And so, I went to a village called Untouchables in India. First of all, I want to introduce about our country. And how much time we have, sir?
You're fine.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. So, in India, we have this called a caste system. Caste system is where the higher caste and lower caste and third caste and backward caste, then the untouchables and tribals. So these untouchable communities, I hear this is, you know, have 1.3 billion people in the world. Our nation have. And we have the land of Texas, Alaska, and California. If you gather to them, that's our land. This is why we don't build houses like this. Build houses like this. Because we want to stand again. So, then, I checked all this. What is this untouchability? Because I've seen the people that not even letting them to touch the trash from their house. These people are used to do the septic. They take their buckets and pull the septic for the people, the high caste people. Because I ask them, what is the reason? Because they are untouchables. We should not touch them. Their life is cursed according to our Hindu terminology. They were not allowed into the temples. They were not allowed to speak to our gods with the small g, which is 350 million. You don't know where he is. He's probably in the tree. I said, where is your God? He's going to say, probably that rock. Take some turmeric and we're going to add it and we're going to just pour a lot of milk, a lot of honey. They don't know. And people take this big iron rods and pierce here. Hey, God, come on. This is my offering to you. So, I went to this untouchables and said, Lord, this is so horrible. So, I was on my bike. I was traveling to an untouchable village. All of a sudden, there was a kid who's naked and 6 years old, looks like 2 years old because of the malnutrition. He just passed by me and said, hey, then normal I get mad when the kids cross over. Hey, don't have to do it. You're going to hit by my bike and die. Because I was mad. Because every time when it comes to something, we always react with our flesh. Yeah. If anybody comes to you and said, oh, blah, 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 like this, did you ever react with love? No. We choose not to, because if you have 1 million, I have 1.5 million. How big I am? Okay, if you're going to say one word, I'm going to say two words to you. So I was really mad. I was like, hey, kid, what's wrong with you? You almost got hit by and die. And he says, he was looking at me scared. Then I feel the kid vulnerability of like the can't defend himself. And the oppression of the untouchability in them. I said, hey, where do you live? And he showed me like this. And in there I see a lot of trees. But not like trees and like dirty and all kinds of sewage. And I don't know what we call it. Smells bad. He says, you can't go inside. But he's coming from the dirt. So, brother, you can't go this way. But he's not talking to me. But his signs were telling me, not this way, but you have to go this way. So I had to go the other way. And there is a hospital there. Then, in the front of the hospital, of yard, we call front yard, there is a fencing wall. Then we have to jump the wall to get the other side. So he told me, he said, jump. I never jump a wall. I jump the benches, I jump the walls of my college, like, in India, like, to test, like, this is the classes. So, this is really different. So, I jump the wall, and I see these little kids from the dirt, naked, are walking towards to me. And some are scared like this. And I see some people. I see this woman. I see the pregnant woman. Those are not women. Those are children. 11 years old. Here's the puberty, married. And she ended up giving a birth to a child and died. What is happening here? And I was there to be able to ask them, what should I do? They said, nothing. Because nobody asked us. Everybody talked to us like, hey, could you take the sewage? Could you take the septic from our house? But never touched us. So it used to be our caste, backward caste, if we walked by the road, it was like 50 years ago, 40 years ago, before, it was like 100 years ago, let's say, before the missionaries come to India and build the schools, so our backward caste people able to have a studies and able to compete with the higher caste. Back then, if we walk by the road and if we're thirsty, if we ask anybody, high caste people's house outside, it's like, mother, like we have to call, like, mother, we need some water. They don't give water glass to your hand. They have this bamboo, and they have a small hole in it, and they pour their glass water like this, and from the bamboo wood we have to drink like this. Because that's the untouchability. That is still happening. Because we are able to study the backward caste, we may have a compete with them. But now, these untouchables. So I go into the deep. I go into the deep because I'm hearing a lot of things strange because Lord told me, feed them. So I'm starting a feeding program. So let's say I feed them. First, I started this ministry with half dollar. Nobody believes in it when I say it. Half dollar, which is 30 rupees for that day, 10 rupees to bus ticket, 10 rupees to, it's 30 rupees, 10 rupees to go to bus, 10 rupees for candies, 10 rupees to come back. That's a half dollar. So, I go into the deep because I was started feeding them. So one of our good friend who was supported me from Facebook was able to donate $100. I was able to trying to feed them weekly or something. Then all of a sudden, I heard one news like, A baby sold for $1,500. I said, to whom? I don't know. So I asked those people, I was like, who's going to buy your babies? Then they said, there's three types. Number one, every time I want to share this, there's the children here. But I hope you guys understand. They're going to learn that too. Is it okay to tell? So first, this mafia in the cities take these babies and raise them. And do you know the street lights and everything? Probably heard about it. If anybody watched Slumdog Millionaire movie, you may know about it. So the street lights, they started begging. So some of them, this mafia does this. If this guy looking good, then they take the eyes off and sell it and make him blind so that he can beg, so the people give money. So at the night, this van come and picks those children and goes there, and the mafia will take the money and purposely make the children crippled, like they break their legs and break their hands to beg. And number two, these babies were sold to one of the same mafia, but they gave it to fake mothers. These fake mothers take this child and take a small chloroform and let the child breathe, so the child was like this numb or sleepy. And they take into the street lights whenever the red light stops, the many car stops in the cities, and they knock the window and said, we want money. So that's one. Number three, this is going to scare you, but I don't want to. This baby is sold to one of the rich people and one of the politicians. You know, politicians who are lost this time, next time they wanted one, so they go to this Hindu priest or Hindu leaders. They said, okay, we need to, you did a lot of sins, you killed many people, you have a lot of money, so I think you should do this so that you're going to win, because the God will take off all of your sins. So they take these babies and burnt offering them and put them into a hot iron rod and cut them into a half, so the blood will go into the fire and gives the burnt offering to those gods, goddess. This is a war, what I see in the... This is not something, the situation happening. See it from your spirituality. Not from physical, see it from the spirit. With their eyes, the vulnerable babies can't fight themselves. Who's going to do it? Us. With the prayer. With the mission work. This is why every time I encourage young people also, like, we got a work to do. We are not only believers, we are not only disciples, but we are an army. Not the army that fights with the physical, but realms and spirituality. Yes. Amen?
Yes.
God, I need some encouragement from church, because I am really filled with the Lord this morning. So, then we started this feeding program in untouchable places and trying to monitor all the pregnant women, and especially because the pregnant women, mostly they age between 11 to 15. Because the child, when they hit the puberty, they make them marry. And so, we are taking care of the children from mother's womb to 17 years. We train them, we give them feeding, and we give them free education literature program. And we take care of their hygiene, and we teach them the skills, that sustainable skills. A lot of things happening because of the kingdom is prevailing. I remember this word. We are the light of the world.
Amen.
The word of God that for this ministry that God gave us, Isaiah chapter 9 verses 2. The people who walked in the darkness have seen a great light.
Amen.
Yes. Upon those, there is a light was dawned on them. Because in the absence of light, darkness prevails.
Yes.
Right?
We are the light of the world. Jesus tells us, you are the light of the world. Light does not hinder in the house, does not hinder in the under the bed, but it needs to be there to give us the light. To destroy the darkness, it is to be there. So, then, we heard some of the girls who were wanted to study but forced to get married to the older men because her dad died and mother couldn't take care of it. So those two girls were forced to get married to the older people so that the grandma couldn't take care of them anymore so that they can get rid of those girls. My sister told me about that. My heart broke because we couldn't do anything about that. But if we have an orphanage, we can do it. So she messaged Sister Tanya. Said, Sister Tanya, just pray. We didn't message anybody. It was all God. Tanya, we wanted to start an orphanage. And said, she asked, like, how much? Because she normally sends us 100 or something. But we feel like called to that. I think this woman knows the answer for prayers. So we asked her, I said, we wanted to start an orphanage for the girls to be rescued. Because when I was reaching these people, God gave me this name called Reach and Rescue Missions. Reach and rescue. Jesus came here to seek and save the lost. I would say reach and rescue the lost. We are here today. Then Sister Tanya said, how much it cost? We don't know. Probably 2,000. Then we messaged somebody. She said, okay, let's pray about it. Then we messaged somebody, do you going to start orphanage with the $2,000? And said, what? No. Never. You're not going to start orphanage with $2,000 because you put those kids in a problem. I said, then we're like, we never run an orphanage. But we've been praying for 1994. So it was 2019, January. Lord, I don't know what you're going to do, but we believe in the two fish and five loaves of bread.
Amen.
In the end of our midst of the confusion, the word of God speaks. Amen?
Amen.
In the end of our hopelessness, and the word of God gives us strength. Amen. Because the word of God is our strength. So, she sent us $2,000 from her pocket and this guy coming from the States, and we rented a house, we were able to take it, and we started the orphanage. I tell you what, today, those little disciples' prayers doing many awesome things. The pandemic hit India entirely, and the lockdown was almost 4 months. People couldn't go out and take our jobs. But those kids started praying, and we were able to rescue 5,000 families.
Amen.
We only thought 40 families could get, but 5,000 families. I believe that this ministry has, even if you pray, that will be 5,000 prayers. That will heard to God for 5,000 times. So we named this orphanage as a Grace Children Home because we live by grace.
Amen.
It is not our works, but it is God's grace that gave us the salvation. So we started this Grace Children Home, and God gave us land miraculously. It's not a full acre, but a 70% in acre. And we wanted to build an orphanage. It is in the shape of L-shaped building, which is called Love and Lord. So, love, God is love, right? So, we are about to raise $86,000, but we are close to $16,000. We still need $70,000, but, oh boy, I don't want to say number, because
Nobody knows that 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. And it will become 12 baskets at the end after feeding 20,000. Because it says 5,000 men. What are their wives? What are their children? What are their families? After that, there's a 12 baskets for the disciples. Nobody knows that. Nobody's seen that, but I'm seeing it right now. It doesn't matter what you give. It doesn't matter what you do. But I believe it is going to be the miracle that comes from God. So, I'm going to play a video, but this is mostly about what we do exactly and what we've done a little bit. But if you have any more questions, we have our brochures, and please come and take them. And one of a child story I want to let you know. His name is Simon. He's one of our orphanage kids. So, Simon's parents were going to one village to another village in a bus. So the Simon is like a little 10-year-old, 10-month baby in the mom's lap. And they were in a bus and going. And all of a sudden, the bus got into a horrific wreck. And most people died and some of them take to the ER. And the search groups are searching whoever died and taking the dead bodies. So they found Simon's mom and the father died, and they were keep hearing this voice of crying, the 10-month baby crying big and loud. They keep searching. I was like, where is this baby? Some kind of cell phone ringtone? No. Where's the baby? And the Simon was found under the intestines of mother. So we call him miracle baby. Because the mother's not only womb, but her intestines, because she fell in the front, because she got a lot of cut and opened her tummy, the intestines came out and covered the baby of Simon. We have him, he's now 12 years old.
Amen.
He gets hungry for 5 times every day. I was like, how many times do you eat? We're going to feed you. So that is the stories like in our orphanage. So we want to build an orphanage for 8,200, not 8,200. The last time I was like saying 8,200, I was like, 8,200? No. 8,200 kids, we want to hold an orphanage in that. And we have a chapel there. These are all disciples. These are not only orphans. These are the future disciples that bring that 1.3 billion, maybe 1 billion Hindus, probably 100 million, Muslims, and others, because only 2% Christianity in India, you normally don't see them. And most people don't want to say it out loud because they don't get jobs. If you're a Christian, you don't get jobs. If you're a Christian, you don't get a lot of benefits. So that's why the Prime Minister said, whoever changed from Hindus to Christianity, come back. We're going to give you a lot of money. And people said, no. We came here to die, not to live. So that we can see Jesus more. So, that's the kind of faith we have in our Lord. A hope. Hopefully Pastor Mike was able to play the video for us. And I'm going to disperse for now. Again, my name is Aditya Samuel Korovachkanti. We are 4 children. First my sister, and then my brother, then me, and then my sister. We all sold out to God. We're in the ministry. And to me, and God gave us a good... Okay, you ready, sir? Oh, thank you. Thank you.
at me when you swing me around your arms. You're the same in youth at heart. Amen. In case you didn't hear, Prince Philip, the Archduke, or now the Duke of Edinburgh, died. They laid him to rest yesterday. He was speaking about the untouchables. He's a prince, but he's made out of the same dirt that those children were. What makes him any special? What makes him in the eyes of God? What makes him different than anybody else? Nothing. Born in sin, born in transgression, born needing the Savior. Yes. Not knowing man's salvation, but those children are worth it. Yes. They are. And I'm going to stand, God bless you. When you were talking about those children being sacrificed, that's not their skin color that makes them believe that. Their religion. When I see Americans turning to Hindu religion, exactly. It started out in California, but it's getting everywhere. It's in our school system and in our churches. Yoga, thank you. It's dangerous and it will lead to that in this country. God forbid. Amen. Amen. Stand, God bless you. Those of you who are watching online, the website is set up on the screen. You can donate there. We'll be getting together and talking as a church about what to do maybe monthly for their ministry. And you continue to pray for them. We'll be dismissed in prayer, and then we'll let you have your liberty. And we'll start our service here in a little bit when you hear the singing. But pray for those children. Pray for those untouchables. It is like that. That's a different world up there than most of us have ever seen. Pray for them and pray for his ministry. But Sam, I love you already. God bless you. Father, we love you and we thank you, dear God, for Jesus Christ. He came to save us. Father, he came for anybody. He came for those children. That's what he said. Of such is the kingdom of heaven. Father, my heart aches. The things that we've heard, we believe them to be true because we know how evil the devil is. His religions are evil. It causes men to do evil things to one another. I pray that you bless this man and his ministry and his love for his people. I pray to God that thank the Lord for Satan and his family. I pray to God that he was used and great. And Father, help me, dear God, to reach the goals that he has set. 80 children is not enough, but it's a start. And I pray, dear God, that you would magnify that ministry and bless us. Bless the people of this church and those who are with us online. May your God, would you lead them in what you give. And thank you, Lord, for hearing the gospel and hearing the needs, Father. We ask you to bless us now in Jesus' name. All God's people said, Amen. Amen.